You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Yo, what here. Is good? What's up, everyone? What's up? We're live here on Twitch and EMLS Cup Cooligans special.
They said we're interview some pro players, and I said, "Yo, we got this." And they were like, "No. We were talking to the people behind you." I said, "We got this."
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our EMLS Cup special here live on Twitch. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Let's go. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. And we're excited. You might be familiar with us, whether it be on Twitch, whether it be on Fubo TV, whether it's from our podcast, whether it's from just seeing us do live stand-up comedy in your city.
Whether it's at your mama's house, leaving out the back before your dad gets home.
Okay, yeah. That's that's the last place you want to catch us.
The chat is getting crazy. We got here, we got Keloke, Texas checking in. England is here. Newark, Jersey gang over everything. Damn.
Justin Friedberg said, I've heard you guys might be gully. Not confirmed, though. I guess we'll find out.
Why don't you check your back pocket? I fell your wallet out behind my ear.
It's called magic, all right?
AB50194 is going to get banned.
The New York is red, baby.
He misspelled North London. You know what I mean?
No, we're excited about today because we're going to be joined by two guests, pro EMLS players, just pro FIFA players, who represent MLS clubs. One represents the New York Rebels. The other represents FC Cincinnati. And we're going to talk to them about really just how they got started. How do the Cooligans become professional FIFA players? Okay.
Because how do we get in the game, bro? Cause we see you making money. Right? We know there's money out there to be made.
Okay. Look, we don't want to rob you. We're trying to correct our ways.
We're trying to get our own bag, but I'm starting to just focus on your
So look, we always have a great time. And I think the cool things that we see, EMLS players and we see pro FIFA players play on Twitch all the time, but we never really get to, hear from them in a way that is, that especially talking to two comedians, the gamers they're used to, especially on Twitch, they're used to looking at the chat and looking at the screen and looking at FIFA and nobody else. Okay.
Try talking to them while they're playing an EMLS Cup and they're like, could you leave? This is important.
There's money on the line, mom. Okay. It's not just some hobby. Okay.
I'm just eating a Twix. Like, were you saving this Twix? That's just what I know. Why are you playing?
So we're excited. Obviously this weekend, the EMLS Cup finals are happening. If you want to take a quick look at the bracket and see who is playing, you might recognize some of the names, some of these user handles in FIFA. I'm sure I've been humiliated in FIFA Ultimate Team by one of these guys. I'm almost certain.
We've been embarrassed by some of these people. Okay.
So, as you see, March 20th and 21st, so make sure you tune in on all MLS channels. It starts on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can watch right here on Twitch, on MLS's Twitch channel. So make sure you check it out. So
Justin Freeberg said, over under 3.5 legal ideas Alexis pitches to these e-gamers. Well, yo, all of a sudden they got an influx of money. I can help you invest it, is all I'm saying.
So look, it's absolutely stoked. We already got 1,000 people tuning in, so we should bring in our first guest. Alexis, would you like to introduce our first guest?
I mean, you've seen him going up and down the flanks, the wings, right? You've seen him ticky-tacky, beating amazing players, winning EMLS Cup. Ladies and gentlemen, the pro player for your New York Red Bulls, the one, the only, George Adamu, everybody!
George, what's up?
What is going on, guys?
Dude, thank you so much for coming through. I mean, look, I guess the first question is, look, you won EMLS Cup before. First question has to be, do you think it's going to happen again this weekend?
I mean, if no one's going to believe in me, I got to believe in myself at least. It came short. League Series 1, we lost in the finals. Second League Series, we didn't even qualify. Let me just tell you, the same thing happened last year. Last year, we lost in the final, didn't qualify, and then we ended up winning the cup. So if we take anything from last year, it's going to happen again. Hopefully, I planned it out like that.
What I love about George is that he throws in a lot of wheeze. Bro, it's just you and a controller. What the wheeze?
No, it's a relationship with the controller.
He's like, I won, but we lost, you know?
I mean, I'm representing a club, so technically it is a wheeze.
Oh, that's right, very much so. Yeah,
it's their fault. They need to work harder, you know? I don't like where your head's at.
George, look, you are a kid from Queens. I was actually born in Queens. I was born at Elmhurst Hospital. Shout out to Elmhurst. You know, we usually don't get to know how a lot of players got into this this field. I know for the most part, a lot of people we speak to, you know, they've been playing for years. Everybody doubted you. What are you doing with your time? Get a real job. You've heard it all. Look, I think e-gamers and comedians hear the same exact things, right?
Oh, there's a factory opening. Maybe you'll go apply. You know? Well,
what was that experience like for you when you were telling your family, like, no, I'm going to be a professional gamer and this is how I'm going to make a living?
At the beginning, I'm going to be honest, there wasn't any money in it because I wasn't really good. I wasn't signed to a club, so obviously there's no money. Your parents are kind of just like very iffy. And I have old school parents. So my dad really knows how to use a phone. So when you tell him that you can make money off video games, he kind of looks at you funny. But last year, once the money started coming in, I won trophies. They definitely support me now. And this year, I've not gone full time. I'm still in college. I have a semester left, but I'm a streamer now. I'm a pro player as well. And it's been going great. And they're very supportive of me.
It reminds me so much of my family. Christian, probably the same as yours. Like when you first get a big check in comedy, I bought my mom a gift and she's like, "You're not selling the drogas, right?" And I'm like, "No." And she's like, they're paying you to tell jokes. Okay. it's the same. They're like, "Where did this money come from?"
Yeah,
You're a pro player?
Yeah. It's like, you know, Dad, I got a 1099. It's all legit. So there's a couple things. You know, I saw you are currently ranked fourth in North America in the FIFA regional leaderboards. That's like, there's a lot of people who play FIFA, and the fact that you are fourth is absolute madness. How did this, not necessarily how this happened, because I've seen you play, but how does it feel to be so highly, highly ranked?
It's an amazing feeling because last year I still considered myself an underdog. I had a great year last year, but I don't think people really took me as seriously as in this year. I feel like people actually fear playing me, and that's just really helped with my confidence. And again, it helps with the composure and just being cool, calm, collected in the field, because sometimes even if you're not better than the opponent, if you have a better mentality than him, you often could have the edge over him.
Speaking of fourth, this is a great question from Crimson Pizza. You're fourth in the regional rankings, which is insane. What is the practice that gets you to that, right? So it says, obviously, soccer players practice. How do you practice playing FIFA? Like, do you play FIFA Ultimate Team? Do you play the online seasons? Because then you're always playing people at your level. What do you do? Do you call the other pro players? Do you call, you know, Diddy from NYCFC and be like, I don't know, you want to play against each other? I got 10 minutes. You know, like, well, how do you get to that next level? How do you get better and how do you practice?
Yeah, so I have a group of friends who are all pro players. And again, Diddy's part of that group. So we have, we practice basically not every day because it's too much to play every day. I have to balance school and stuff. But maybe like twice a week, we get friendlies going because the game is constantly getting updated, getting patched. So if you're good at the game 2 months ago, if you don't touch it, you will be horrible because you have a lot of adapting to do and a lot of learning to do. So definitely you got to play people that are better than you, because only when you play people that are better than you, you realize what they do that's right. And you kind of just put it into your own game and practice that.
Look, I'm on here sometimes playing FIFA. I'll play FIFA Ultimate Team. And how do you maintain, because I'm sure the professional players go through all the emotions, right? You've won big games, you've lost big games. I'm just playing for fun, and I want to break my controller. How do you maintain? I see some of these tournaments, and sometimes you guys have coaches behind you. Like, are they giving you therapy while you're playing? How do you maintain your composure to not get rattled during an important game, especially when money's on the line?
Yeah, I unfortunately in EMLS we can't really have coaches, but in the actual NA where I'm currently fourth, I have somebody always in my ear that's just, he's not telling me how to play, but if something doesn't go my way, he's calming me down. And although he's not telling me to change my tactics, because I'm the one with the remote in my hand, I'm the one who's going to do it, just calming me down sometimes is more important than actually changing my tactics, because once you lose your head, you start just being very erratic. You start giving up the ball, making mistakes that you just normally wouldn't. And this doesn't define you as a player. And at the end of the day, you don't want to say that, oh, you didn't play to your potential. So coaches are very, very important.
I think all coaches, they should just be dads being like, I'm proud of you, son, or I'm proud of you, you know, my daughter, you know what I mean?
That's why I couldn't turn pro, because I'd just be sitting there crying, being like, I'm dead? We're back in my life just for this? when you look at your prep, right, we talk about this with pro athletes when we have them on the show. How do you prepare for a game? What do you eat? What do you do? Like comedians, some comedians won't have any alcohol beforehand. Some comedians don't want to eat before they get on stage. It doesn't bother me either way, but I try to be, you know, in my headspace. I heard somewhere you ate, or you like to eat, a cream cheese and avocado sandwich.
That is correct.
Okay, what terrible bodega did you grow up next to?
The thing is, I have a bagel shop right around the corner, so it's very, very hard to resist. Sometimes, you know, I'm tired of eating cereal, and cereal is not a meal for me before a big day. So I walk around the corner.
Yeah. No, this
some fresh air, and
this is the diet for a dude in college. Yeah, yeah. Bro, it's just
but
like cereal,
cream cheese, and avocado. How did that? Were you dating a white girl, and you're like, look, I'm gonna get my own one avocado to show you I'm with you, you know?
I mean, look, I eat sliced Lux, which is salmon with cream cheese as well. So
yeah, but that's a classic. Avocado cream cheese.
I could tell you a number of people that love avocado with cream cheese. And you put anything on cream cheese,
I have a feeling all their last names are Adamu. They're both creamy. You gotta go cream cheese and bacon, bruh. Come on now.
That just sounds disgusting to me.
It's great, actually. You gotta try it. You're Greek, right? Let's just go cream cheese and lamb.
Look, it always, people just, they don't give it a chance. It always looks disgusting. But once you actually try it, you get in detail with it, then, you know, you're eating something good.
I'm gonna have to try it. How about this? If you win EMLS Cup, I'll eat an everything bagel with cream cheese and avocado. Yeah, all right, I'll do it live. I'll do it live on Twitch.
Okay, I can't wait for this. Look, we work with NYCFC, so we're not rooting for you too hard, George. I'm curious. You mentioned Diddy, right? And we've had him on the show before. We've had also Mike LaBelle that represents New York Red Bulls as well. How, when it comes to Hudson River derbies, how's the E Hudson River derby? We've seen Mike LaBelle play against Diddy. I know. Obviously, you guys are in a group, so, and you guys are practicing against each other. But when those tournaments come up, how do you, does it feel as tense, like, are the fans as tense as when the actual, Hudson River Derby is going on
Does the remote vibrate a little hard?
It definitely doesn't vibrate, but before each game or after each result, I do get a lot of heartwarming comments from fans. Sometimes it's not the best when we lose, but it's always a great feeling when you do win. And for me, Diddy and I were, not only is it the Derby, but we're also probably the top four players in North America. So we're constantly seeing each other in finals. So I'm beating him in a final. He's beating me in finals. It's like a rivalry beyond just a Derby with him.
Can you learn their techniques? Can you watch another player and be like, oh, my man goes too central, or, oh, she likes to go too far, she too many crosses? Like, can you actually break it down at that point?
Yeah, 100%. It's just, do you have the will and power to sit there and watch somebody else's gameplay? Because a lot of people just like playing the game, and then after that, there's no analysis going into it. They play and they're gone. And I'm not going to lie, I don't really go deep into analysis. I just like playing the game. I just believe in my own ability to overcome someone else's. So definitely I think it would help me, but I don't do that.
Okay, no, you know, George just relies on the swag yeah. effect, you know, that's all he needs. It's just authentic vibes, and he can win some trophies.
He just leaves half of the bagel out with the cream cheese and avocado, and everyone's like, what is that? And he's just scoring goals, you know what I mean? You mentioned Mike LaBelle, Christian mentioned Mike LaBelle, and he actually helped scout you. How did that, what you beat him a couple times and he was like, kid, I think I got a job for you. Like, how did that work? Because if people don't know, Mike LaBelle was previously the EMLS player for New York Red Bulls, and he still works there. He still does a lot of like the promotion and stuff there. So he works very closely with you, but he scouted you.
Yeah, and he took a long time. Obviously, Mike said that he's dropping down and he wanted to find a replacement that's going to be not good, but even better than him. So after last year, I qualified for the second major tournament of the year, and I traveled to Romania and I finished top 16 in the world against the best players that qualified from each region. Mm-hmm. And after that, I kind of messaged him saying that I was interested, and he told me to come down to his little birthday event where it was at OS. It was too corny. And he introduced me to the New York Red Bulls representatives. And the thing is, my rep, not only did she like me because I was good at the game, but I think she really enjoyed the personality and thought that I'd be a great fit for the club. So that's another big reason, not only because I was good at the game.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody asked, how do you become the pro player for an MLS team? And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the person who asked.
Well, huzzah.
So I know yours was a bit maybe not conventional. But typically, what is it? Is it winning like some regional competitions? Is it just sort of finding all these like little sort of tournaments that were happening back in the day and going there?
It's a lot about marketing. Also, you got to reach out to clubs. If you think, again, there's 30 games in a weekend league. If you have the ability to win over 27 wins, then you could be classified not as a pro player, but somebody that could compete against pro players. And then that's when you do the marketing. Maybe you're a streamer. You have both. Like, you could be a streamer, you could do content for them, and you could be their pro player. So definitely try to be as good as you can at the game, but also make sure that you're on social media or constantly posting, because clubs love to see that.
I've won 16 in weekend league. That's my record. So
I didn't know there were two pro players.
Okay. George, you should be interviewing me, bro.
Wow. Well, George, do you have any questions for Christian? Blabling just said, Alexis, you were at Mike's birthday party when he got scouted. I was there.
You were there. And it's interesting because George just
opens up. Yeah.
George just said, oh, I was at Mike's little birthday thing. There were like 200 people there.
Yeah. OS is pretty big. I guess George's birthday parties are massive. Because everyone's got, you know, avocado and cream cheese toast. You know, Pinky's out.
I had one last question, and we could talk about this a little bit. But I know, MLS is always the league in itself is always talked about in trying to get more recognition and more respect all over the world. When an EMLS player who represents an MLS club and you're in Europe, what is, you know, I know the leagues in Europe and they, you know, what do the players think of the EMLS side? Are they still dealing with the same, like, either corny jokes about MLS and all that stuff, but from the digital side?
Yeah, do they say EMLS is a retirement league? Like, well, actually, I'm 21.
I'm pretty young, yeah.
Personally, I still think there's not enough respect on the EMLS, considering, and we talk to a lot of pros in Europe, and I think they kind of belittle us. They don't take us and see us as, oh, if any of us from North America came to Europe, we would be in like 50, 60th place. But we've had North American players and EMLS players, Fiddle, me, Diddy Chris Lito, Dulsta, Kid Mamito, Phil B, a lot of people that have gone to global competitions and have performed. So definitely need some respect on our name.
For real, nice. For real.
Are there competitions where you're going to get a chance to sort of prove it against? Like, do they do like a larger scale stuff that you could take some of the EMLS winners and maybe they compete?
Yeah, so basically if the top three people in EMLS are guaranteed a playoff spot, and in North America, you have 16 people that are going to the playoffs. And then we're going to have a World Cup, which means that there's going to be only 16 players. They haven't decided. EA Sports decides how many players from North America are going to travel to a location and compete against the best in the world from Asia, Europe, everywhere, South America. And then if you perform as a North American in that tournament, then there's nothing anybody can really say.
Nice.
Okay. Well, George Adamu, dude, best of luck in the tournament this weekend. I, again, a lot of the names, everybody's so talented. I mean, it's these matches are always pretty nuts watching them. I get you get almost pretty much the same exact emotion when you're watching a real game. So I know a lot of the MLS fans of their respective teams are going to be supporting their player. But best of luck this weekend. Again, and to remind everybody, the EMLS Cup Finals start this weekend, Saturday, at 3 p.m. Eastern time on MLS, on all MLS channels. So you won't be able to miss it. So George Adamu, thank you so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for having me. And
all right,
go NYCFC.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back with Fiddle in just a moment.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and you guys being Gully Squad. And you know what? Maybe I keep saying you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a member of Gully Squad and you're wondering why. Well, I've given you amazing, reasons why I've told you the Slack channel is absolutely amazing. Here's another reason why I think Gully Squad is absolutely incredible and why you should join is because whenever we have guests and we've had everything from World Cup winners to MLS, Premier League, and WSL, legends of the game, we've had incredible, incredible players on our show, incredible guests from comedians like Roy Wood Jr. of The Daily Show, incredible guests. The only people who get to ask them questions besides Christian and I are Gully Squad. Gully Squad finds out early who our guests are, and they get the chance to put those questions in the Slack. Those are the only other questions we ever ask. If you want to be one of those folks, if you want to join the amazing Slack channel, if you want to get to become a part of this community, if you want to start, cooperating with some of the Gulliest kit, the kit that they're making for themselves, if you want to drop some knowledge in the coffee or the beer and wine liquor section or the food porn section, all that, you got to join Gully Squad. Most importantly, if you also want to ask questions of our guests, you either got to become a cooligan, which is impossible, right? Unless you're funnier than Christian, then try out, let me know. Or you got to join Gully Squad and join that Slack community. So if you want to do that, just go to shoutstous.com. Again, that's shoutstous.com. Or you can simply go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. In fact, if you go to soccercooligans.com, it's our website. We worked really hard on it. We think it's really nice. And all over the place, you'll find buttons to join Gully Squad. So do it today. EMLS Cup presented by Coca-Cola.
We are back. All right, Alexis really had to Latin it up.
EMLS Cup.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for hanging out with us for our EMLS Cup special here on Twitch. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that get real dumb here on Twitch. We're excited to talk to our second guest. Did everyone enjoy George Adamu? Again, I think it's long.
We already got a T-Sar Fox that Fiddle is the man. I mean, he ain't even on screen yet. My man's getting love.
Okay. You could also say Christian is the man, Alexis is the man. That'd be nice, too.
I didn't know my nickname was also Fiddle. That's very nice of you.
You know, Colobanco said, great interview. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Kirthy said, matching jerseys, Pog. Well, you know, they sent it to us, so we're going to put it on.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of the kick, pick one up. You can get them at MLSstore.com. Shout out to EMLS for sending us these. They're custom. They have our names on the back as well. But pick one up because all the proceeds from these kits go to the Special Olympics. So obviously a very, very good cause. Yep. They look fly. They have the dope patches on the side.
The
trophy right there. So go pick one up. MLSstore.com. They're right on the main page. You will see it. So go grab one.
And this one fits a little tight in the waist, or else I show you it says Coca-Cola on it as well.
Nick Lay said, Nutmeg is the man. That's right. My puppy. Okay. My puppy Nutmeg. He's currently sleeping. You know, he played too much FIFA. That's really what happened.
So, well, we got 2,700 people in here checking us out. Hit that follow button. And also, in the chat, put some questions for my man Fiddle, because we got some questions, but we're not the only ones with good questions. We got some great questions in the last interview. So throw some in the chat. Let us know what you want to know from Fiddle. Well, why don't we welcome in our guest?
Yes, our second EMLS pro. He is also another champ. He's won, some series, a couple EMLS series tournaments. It checks out. The dude, he's won before, okay? He's holding the trophy right there. So, Alexis, please introduce our next guest.
Well, you know him as the pro player for FC Cincinnati. He also won EMLS League One, League Series 1 in 2020 in Philadelphia, and he won EMLS League Series 2 2020 in Portland. Ladies and gentlemen, your pro player for your FC Cincinnati, Fiddle, everybody.
Fiddle, what's good, everybody?
What's up, guys?
It is. I fixed it. Okay. I was trying to get through this whole thing without any hiccups, but I could not.
All good.
We got a lot of pasta emojis popping up. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk because I got some strong feelings about Skyline.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Should we start there? Obviously, you are from Cincinnati. We've been there before.
And you're proud. You are a Cincy proud.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Big Cincy guy.
We've had Cincinnati's own Rose Lavelle on our show as well. And Alexis shared his opinions on Skyline Chili. And I'll be honest, she was not happy with his opinions about it.
No, I simply said, it's trash. Now, I don't know if that maybe sat wrong with her. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm hurting right now to see, like, trash. Like, it's not even okay, at least.
I mean, in the world of pasta with chili, cheese, and beans on it, I guess it's good, but then
the whole category. It might just be something you're born with here. I don't know. We ain't got a lot going on here, man. The Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990. Like, maybe just let us have this chili spaghetti or something.
That Skyline Chili is certainly the Cincinnati Bengals.
No. Oh, my. I'm 2 minutes in and I'm already
all right.
But then you're saying there's not a lot going on. You're wrong because you're there and you seem to be winning every damn competition.
I'm changing the feel around the city. I'll get a few trophies and then everyone else will follow suit.
Okay. You and Rose Lavelle got Cincy on their back.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know if I'm anything up to her. She's a little bit higher up than me right now.
Yeah. Look, so obviously I asked this to George as well. The EMLS Cup finals are happening this weekend. How do you feel? How do you mentally go into these tournaments? I've seen you. I've watched you play in these tournaments. You are fun, happy, jovial right now. But when you are playing, you are locked in. You put the glasses on. You're a different man.
Yeah, right now I'm sitting here with these contacts in, but once the glasses come on, it's all business then. But I don't know. Like, it's a tough thing. Like, I would like to be doing this in person, obviously, because it is fun to play on a stage against your opponent. But I'm going to try the same thing. I try and build the same kind of setting around me. So I'm going to do all I can. I was hearing George say a lot of we, But until someone gets like a water bottle and starts rubbing my shoulders while I play, it's going to be me. Like, that's my trophy. If I go and get it, that's mine. So,
bro, I respect that. Yeah. This boy from Cincinnati.
I'm going to try and win this weekend.
Just dip the trophy in Skyline Chili.
No, yeah. No.
You actually, and most people, we actually talked about this with George about how do people in Europe sort of respect a North American player. You probably have a little bit more insight on that because you actually played as the pro for PSG.
Yeah.
And now you're back with your hometown team. Talk a little bit about that, playing for PSG. What do you think the reception was of a North American player, someone as good as you? And talk about moving over to Cincinnati and what that's like to play for your hometown club.
Yeah, back in 2017, I won a tournament down in, I think it was Miami, Florida, that PSG did like a tournament. It was anyone in America could enter. And whoever won the tournament became PSG's player for the year. And I managed to win that tournament. That was my first ever competitive FIFA tournament ever. I had never played a competitive FIFA tournament before that, somehow won it, and I earned a contract with them for a year. I spent like a month out in Paris. It was pretty sick, even though their food's trash. But
okay. Someone from Cincinnati is like, oh, this Parisian garbage.
Thank you for the escargot, but there's no chili. Yeah.
But I mean, it was sick to represent them for a while. And then once my contract was up there, it was around the same time that Cincinnati was coming into the MLS. And it just seemed like something that would really mesh well for me. I was like, I really want to represent my own club because I'm a Cincinnati guy, Bengals, Reds, whatever it may be, Bearcats. So I wanted to get on with FC Cincinnati, and we got to talking with each other. And now I'm here, three trophies later, and we'll see if we can get a fourth this weekend.
Okay, yeah, and you had a great run last season, yeah. As well. How did it like? I guess the mindset, the mentality was obviously pretty crazy from obviously playing these matches in person, getting to be around people, getting to travel, to then just playing at home and then kind of readjusting. What was 2020 like for a professional gamer? I'm curious.
I mean, other people, they probably took it a bit differently. Some people play better just online, I guess. Maybe they don't like the nerves that come with playing on a stage or being in the same room as your opponent. And it's helped out other people. It's kind of hurt me. I mean, like last year I did a lot better than I've done this year. But I guess it's no excuse. I mean, we're all playing on the same level playing field. I just got to do better. But I mean, I miss it. I really do think it seems like we're getting closer to being able to play in person again. But really looking forward to that. But I mean, until then, I got to deal with this, I guess. But I mean, it'll all make it better. If I can get 20,000, then I won't complain anymore. But
yeah.
Until then, I'm going to have to keep complaining.
Yeah. Speaking of your ability to play in front of people, Brian the Goat asked if you ever have plans on coming back to streaming.
Oh, man. Wait, who was it that said that? Brian the Goat?
Yeah,
Goat. This guy's always on my case about streaming. It's like every social media. But no. I don't know. I don't want to say I don't enjoy FIFA 21, but I don't really enjoy playing it for like long periods of time. And whenever you stream a game, it's like a commitment. Like it's like 3 days a week, maybe 6 hours a day. And I just don't play FIFA 21 that much. So I just don't think it would be, I would hop on maybe like, and not a bad mood. I just don't think I'd be in a very entertaining mood playing FIFA 21 for 6 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, that is, it's its own job, right? You being a professional gamer is difficult enough in itself. Then you, on top of having a whole streaming career on top of it becomes a different level of responsibility.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of like, I mean, obviously I'm not a professional athlete. I don't move my body, but
you can dance a little bit though. Sell yourself. Yeah. Right?
It's like professional athletes being told to like start streaming. It's like I got into FIFA because I like to compete. Like I like to compete against other people and test my skills against the best. Streaming is a bit different. Like you kind of got to enjoy like all the ultimate team content and all that. And that's just not for me, really. Honestly, I just like to compete against the best and put myself up to the test against the best in the world.
Well, Hazah actually has a great question. He said, how are you feeling about the new signings for the actual club, Brenner and Lucho? And are you hyped for the Weston Stadium? And I want to actually bend that question a little bit to say, does it change the way you play or how you play or who you can play with when the club changes their players? Does that adjust anything for you?
It used to back in like FIFA 19, back in FIFA 19, you had to have three EMLS players on the field MLS players. And two of them had to be from your respective club. And this was when FC Cincinnati was just coming in MLS. So we only had like four guys on the game.
Yeah.
But then they took that away because it was like it wasn't really a level playing field whenever like Gustella or someone had like from LA Galaxy had like a bunch of better players. But now I guess the signings don't matter as much on FIFA for me. But just in like I'm a big FC Cincinnati fan. If I didn't play for the club, I'd still be supporting them. So, I mean, the Brenner signing, I think he'll be a sick player in the MLS. I like and I'm hoping it kind of turns around. We start to going to the new stadium, turn the page in the book and start getting some results.
And you cool. you mentioned that you don't like playing FIFA for long stretches of time. A lot of these pro gamers or even simply people that are either streaming or just like really enjoy the game do play for long stretches of time to the point where FIFA now added a like the stats of how long you've been playing the mm-hmm. game and little warnings like, hey, you need to tone it down. You've been playing a little too much, you know. So I think a lot of people think about this in almost every industry where they think like you have to put in the 10,000 hours, right? Of like,
yeah, but it doesn't have to happen in a month.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible that you've been able to be as good as you are and limiting yourself and also being like a responsible adult and playing a reasonable amount of the game.
Yeah, I would say compared to other pros, I know I do not play as many games as these guys. Some of these guys, man, they just don't get off the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know how much you know about foot and how many games you've played, but this year I think I've only logged 450 games of Ultimate Team. Like, that's not like a lot for a normal person, I'd say, but for these competitive guys, some of these guys are playing like 2,000 games. I take FIFA more. I think it's more mental than anything. I think at the top, whenever you talk about me, George, Diddy, whoever maybe the duels does, I think we're all in our hands about the same at this point at a game like FIFA, but it's just about your mentality and your mentality on the day. So just staying fresh in my mind and like really focused on the task at hand, I think that's when I'm at my best. Because if I play a bunch of games in a day.
Yeah.
That's I think that's actually good advice for a lot of the people that are watching and right now are thinking to themselves, like, if I just play a lot more, then I could become pro. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's maybe taking like a slightly different approach. You actually said when you won your first event that you were going to splash some more on McDonald's and maybe buy a frappe. What is your McDonald's order? And have you heard of actual restaurants?
All right. So I have heard of actual restaurants, but I don't believe in them. I tell you right now, there's something about McDonald's Coke that like makes me play better. I think it's a genuine cheat code. Like they might need to look into like testing me. If I have a McDonald's Coke in me, I'm not a legal player.
It's a performance enhancing Coke?
Yes, it genuinely is. But my normal
Normally
order,
it's a different type of Coke that would get you banned from
No. See, no, I don't touch that. I stick with the McDonald's Coke. Coca-Cola.
Okay, all right. Look, it works out. It's on the show.
Yeah. There we go. Shout out Coke.
What is your McDonald's order? What is your go-to? If you know, they did the Travis Scott order, right? What would be the fiddle order?
Let's see. Well, I mean, they used to have that Crispy Ranch snack wrap, and that was fire, but they took that away. So, you know, now I'll just slide through there, get me like two double cheeseburgers and a large fry and a large Coke, and I'm out of there.
Okay. How do you look like you and I look like me? This is so wrong.
No, I don't know. I eat terrible, man. If you saw what I eat in a day, you'd be like, oh, it's disgusting. It's
actually,
I'd
probably high five you. Christian and his girlfriend is a nutritionist.
Yeah, my God, I'm hearing this stuff and I'm like, I have some PTSD. I'm like, I hope she's not listening to this, you know?
I mean, my mom even asked me all the time. She's been saying it since I was a little kid, like, how are you not fat? And it's just like, I'm 23 now and I know it's coming at some point. It's got to. It's got to catch up.
Yeah, it will. But you know what, buddy? For me, ride that wave until you get there.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Dip the fries into three different sauces.
This Twitch stream that is a before and after picture between you and
Don't get that offended.
No, I wasn't. I was just appreciating the joke.
Okay, I wanted to mention this. Obviously, Fiddle, you will be playing in your first match. I'm pulling it up right here. Alexander of Sporting KC. How are you feeling about this matchup? How do you prepare for any matches? Do you watch the gameplay? Do you do anything in particular when it comes to these tournaments?
I would say like against a guy like Alec, I've played him a few times. It's been a while. We used to play each other a lot, like back in like FIFA 18, FIFA 19. I kind of know how he plays. But I mean, I'm just going to, if I play my best in that game, I should progress. I mean, whenever you get that bracket up next to me, the only name that pops up is just this guy, Diddy Chris Lito, man. I just, this guy, I promise somehow I'll play him in this tournament. So if that means it, that means I'm going to win two games. But I play him in every tournament. I can't get away from him.
Look, we played against him, and obviously it's not much of a match when you play against a guy like him. But he is, you know, I watch him play sometimes, and he's obviously one of the best players in the mm-hmm. world, and he is like a just like an unassuming dude. He's just calm, he's pretty quiet. But when you're constantly meeting a competitor like that, does it get to a point where it's frustrating, you know, when you're trying to get over that hump and this person is always sort of getting in the way? How does like the emotional toil of that, or do you have to like put that aside for each individual match?
I would say I kind of put it aside until like it's like, well, once the game starts, I think it's aside. It's just a game of FIFA for me. I don't really care who's on the other side. But I mean, I think Diddy, I mean, it does play in my head sometimes. I mean, I think he's the only guy in North America since I started playing that I don't have a positive record against, meaning I have beat him in big tournaments before, but he's probably beaten me a few more times than that. But I mean, like, but it makes it a bit sweeter whenever you do beat a guy like that. So if I say I were to beat him in a semifinal, I mean, it would feel even better that I did it against him, because I mean, right now he's the best player in the league. He's won the last two league series, yeah. But doesn't mean anything. I won the last two league series and I got first rounded in the cup. So
okay,
we'll see how it goes.
How do you, is there like some type of like mind games you could play? Is there a way you could try to get an advantage over a competitor, sending them a couple DMs like, yo, was good, or maybe trying to get their thumbs to be busy? You know what I mean? Like, oh, so check out this new level of Candy Crush and have you wear out their thumbs.
I mean, maybe I've tried it a few times with Diddy. I always tell him like, hey, man, don't rig me here. Hey, I hope you don't score any bad goals. Like, hey, take it easy on me, Diddy. But usually he doesn't, man. He tries so hard. Guy won't give me one. Like, just calm down a little bit.
He's calm, but he's cold, dude. We played in a competition with him, and it was like a local regional thing. They asked us to play. And Christian and I were like the men's national team, the U.S. men's national team. He picked like France, and he's like doing all the swapping positions and overlaps and everything, and we don't even know. I'm like, what button is shooting? Like, we had no idea. And I said to him, I'm like, there's no reason why you're at this tiny competition. Like, it's only for like $1,000. And he's like, I want to win everything. I was like,
that's how he is. That's
how he is. Cold death stare when that happens.
I can't even tell if he likes me sometimes. I like him, but like, I
what's
hope
the matter
does.
You actually had a great question. Where did you get your nickname from? Where did Fiddle come from? Were you in band or something?
No, I can't play any instruments, but I think I was back in like the sixth grade, and like one of my buddies, I told him to make me a new Xbox gamer tag. And for some reason, he made it Fiddleton. I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't know what that is at all. But then I kind of just kept it. And then I won that PSG tournament. And they're like, what do you want your name to be? I was like, my name. I was like, well, my name's Gordon. They're like, well, don't you have like an online alias? I was like, I guess just Fiddle. I don't know. So then I just kind of stuck with that. And then once I was already in that deep, I guess I just had to keep it forever.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just like, you know, I know 21 Savage got his name from like his Instagram handle. So you get, it's like, it could be a rapper. Lil Fiddle is coming up soon. It could be a rapper as well.
Oh, no. Childish Gambino got his from a website that made you a Wu-Tang name. So anything can happen. You Fiddle now. Thank you to that friend because it stands out. Lil Fiddle, Colo Blanco put. Also, I want you to know there's someone in the chat called Nandy who specifically said, I've seen Fiddle dance. He cannot dance. So
that's crazy.
You got thrown
that's
under
crazy.
The bus, my team.
That's crazy. I'm going to have to speak to a few people at the league for that.
Yeah, if we want to see you dance, I'm going to make a phone call to McDonald's and say, like, yo, you need to bring back that Ranch Krispie Ranch. Oh, and we'll see
I'll dance. I'll do any little TikTok dance for them to bring back the Krispy Ranch snack wrap.
Well, Fiddle, best of luck this weekend. Again, a reminder to everybody watching, the EMLS Cup Finals are this weekend, March 20th and March 21st. They start on the 20th, that is Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out. Fiddle will be playing. Best of luck throughout the tournament. I know it's going to be, again, some really, really intense matches. If you've never watched an EMLS Cup tournament before, they are wildly entertaining. They have a professional broadcast, the whole thing, and you get to see the camera on the players and be really, really frustrated. And that's the entertaining part as well, seeing players get
and
mad.
What's important about it is I love watching you guys play, but it's almost better when you have two people like explaining exactly, you know, how the game is going. It's like it's a production of like watching an actual match, but you're getting to see your frustration, and it's like if they put the camera on the coaches. It's an absolutely wonderful job EMLS is doing.
Yeah. So Fido, best of luck, everybody. Show love, support Fido right there. You can follow him on social media at Fido GT. Make sure you follow EMLS on Twitter and EMLS Gaming on Instagram to keep up with everything. And make sure, yeah, obviously the matches will be on all MLS channels this weekend. So tune in. Fido.
And yo, when Fido puts his glasses on, do not talk to him unless you got McDonald's soda in your hand. You got a McDonald's Coke.
He's like, he's reverse Superman. You know, when he's Clark Kent is when he's the most dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Fiddle, take care, brother. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Okay. That was fun. Wasn't that great, everybody?
How wonderful was that? Fiddle was absolutely incredible. George was incredible. I mean, you know, EMLS Cup is something that you and I really didn't have a lot of experience with until we went to that Orlando competition. And they were playing with celebrities. And let me tell you something. They were like, could you get these celebrities away from me? I want to beat this guy, you know? They want to beat each other so bad. It's great.
How fun was that? Shouts to George Adamu and Fiddle.
George.
For doing that. That was super, super cool. Again, follow MLS right here on Twitch. It is twitch.tv/MLS. And, you know, turn on notifications, the whole thing, so that you can watch the EMLS Cup tournament. Again, it's super, super fun. The matches are very, very intense. If you want to watch some of the best FIFA players in North America, I highly recommend it. And you know what? So we can get EMLS, you know, deserves that respect. And these are the players that are helping us get
there.
Forget
what this deserve. Yo, we going to take that respect. Right? Yo, we North America.
North.
Like, don't forget.
North.
We can take over your country. You got oil, my man? We going to roll through here.
You got FIFA there? We coming through?
We just got a toothpick. Like, I don't want to taste your oil, my G. I drink it with a straw, whatever, like a milkshake. But, yo, shouts to French Squirrel. Shouts to Boss Man Bad R. Shouts to Strike One TTV. Shouts to Eugene Henry or Henri, you know, for right. following. You guys are the best. Once again, shouts to Will Huzzah, who got to talk to his hometown homie and... He subscribed 3 months in advance at Tier 1, which is absolutely amazing.
Thank you for the support. Yes, I know some people wanted us to respond and talk to you while we were doing the interview, but obviously
we tried our best. But yeah, we're trying to handle an interview and the chat at the same time.
What's the matter? You said, give me a shout, homie.
I hit Done. That subscribe button.
Okay. That shout is going to cost you.
I stop acting like you ain't got it.
Okay. So, yeah, that again, super, super fun. Hopefully we get to do more stuff like that in the future. A couple other pieces.
Who else from EMLS would you like us to talk to?
Yeah, if there's somebody you would like us to talk to, let us know. Hopefully that we can make that happen. Bossman Bad R said, I'm a big fan.
I know. You know what? We're big fans of you, yeah, exactly. Bossman Bad R.
Okay. I'm assuming you're big fans of us, but it could be anybody else. I don't know.
It could be MLS, but hey, we're going to act like you gave the compliment to us. It's like when someone waves at the person behind you, you're like, who cares? I'm taking it. Hello.
Lozada 21 said, Kane has to leave Tottenham to win anything in Europe. And says,
I agree.
Hello.
if we're gonna crap on Tottenham, I'll stay on here for another hour. Yep. I already laughed for like 30 minutes, by the way.
Yes, I just made this. If anybody, let's just I don't think too many people saw it, but this was fun. This was from Alexis was doing a live stream. Doing
the Arsenal match.
Of the Arsenal match. He was doing a watch.
Tottenham was happening at the same time.
So
Nick Leigh said, one of the E. Gilf interviews, the greatest international league football. They should have an E competition.
So this was this so obviously Tottenham, they lost to Dinamo Zagreb.
Don't go full screen. You gotta go control plus so you can make it bigger.
Okay. Is
if you go full screen, remember it takes over your whole screen.
Right. Okay, so here goes. So this was
this is my opus.
This is so I just made this. Alexis, if you were watching him, he was obviously laughing at Tottenham losing. So I made this for.
Yeah, I think you might have to hit the volume button.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, here you go.
Twice in one day, and yet win twice in one day. How? Yo, North London is red, and Zagreb is red. How about that? I don't even know where Zagreb is.
Yo, how did Arm?
Yeah, I need that music behind my maniacal laugh at all times. Oh man.
Yo, hit, retweet that if you. I don't know. I guess maybe Tottenham fans won't retweet.
Put the link
it,
in the chat. Yo.
but retweet that, yo. That was so ridiculous. It was so fun.
Bruh, I didn't even know I was. I didn't know how long I was laughing at that until I looked back at the clip, dude. And what a fun Dinamo Zagreb. let's go.
Yeah, I was watching the end of that game, and I mean, look, credit to Dinamo Zagreb.
You saw what Wael Hazard said. My brother is a Spurs fan, and I can't get that in his face.
Perfect. Yeah,
the greatest chat in the entire Twitch, bro. You got to come to that Twitch. If this is your first time at a Twitch, bro, you missing out.
I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say? What was I even talking about?
You're talking about Dinamo Zagreb.
Oh, yeah. Credit to them. I mean, who is the dude that got the hat trick? And that third goal was incredible.
Incredible. Dude, he cut the whole, but they would look, not only did they look like butter, he sliced through them like butter in them yellow jerseys, bro.
Super impressive. Orisic.
There's a lot of sitch going on in that
it's
team.
A big sitch, okay?
Damn.
But the goalkeeper.
When we say stop snitching, he's like, why would you want to stop my cousin?
The goalkeeper for Dinamo Zagreb was, those saves he made towards the end were tremendous.
The Gareth Bale one was insane.
The Harry Kane one.
That one was wild, bro.
Unreal. So, yo, Mourinho.
I'm going to get me a Dinamo Zagreb jersey. I hope Dinamo Zagreb sees that clip of me laughing. It sends me a free jersey.
Let's see what Tottenham supporters are going to rationalize this. But Mourinho did not seem happy. I haven't seen the post-game post-match conference, but I'm dying to see that. So I'm excited about that. Okay. Lozada, 21 cents. So how much do you think Kane is worth to sell since he's won F all? What do you think?
He won all. I did it myself, by the way. I still think he's going to go for a lot because the dude still bags goals. This is the thing about Jose Mourinho. You either win a trophy and or he destroys a player. You know what I mean? He either wins and destroys players or he just destroys players. Like, it's all he does. He's definitely not a $100 million player. I do think he could go for 50.
He's certainly a $100 million player in this
50,
economy.
50 to 60.
No, Alexis.
Harry Kane is a...
I understand you're not a Tottenham fan. I understand.
How old is Harry Kane? Is he 22?
He's not 22, but he is...
So he's 19.
Easily, everybody's saying, easily 100 million. At the very least 100 million. He's a guarantee for goals.
You guys are buying the hype. You guys are buying the hype. 75 million. I would see 75
he's
million.
He's 27 years old.
27.
That
this
ain't
is
old.
His last big contract.
That ain't old.
Yo, he done. I'm telling you, if you think he's a $100 million player, that was 2-3 years ago. He is not a $100 million player.
And we're talking about dollars, not pounds, by the way. It's just so anybody.
AZA United say, oh, well, now we're talking about, I was talking about pounds in my brain. But I'm fine. I think 50, million pounds? I think 50 to, I could see 75. I think it's expensive for him, but I could see it. I also don't think Tottenham's going to sell him unless you give him a lot.
Yeah, what's the matter you say? Who has the most assists in Europe right now? It happens to be Harry Kane.
Yeah, it's Harry Kane. Who doesn't want to have the most assists in Europe? Harry Kane. My boy wants to score.
So we're going to wrap up in just a little bit, but because a couple things are going on. The U.S. men's national team are playing.
He's not worth the Tony Bologna Stocco Pizza, which is very expensive. So that might be about $60 million.
The U.S. men's national team is playing right now to the U-23s to qualify for the Olympics. So we're going to watch that. Is that finished? What was the result?
Did we win?
Please, let me, because we weren't able to watch it. Let us know. And also, our Fubo TV show, 1-0 full-time. Who won, though?
Who won?
U.S.? So... Don't put us on the edge like this. The U.S. won or Costa Rica? USA! Yay! Woo, big 3 points. Okay.
Costa Rica, probably one of the tougher teams we're going to face, too. So.
And next up, I believe on Sunday, they play Dominican Republic, the U.S.
So R.I.P. D.R.
So D.R. is going to knock the U.S. out of the...
What do you think the score? Honestly, what do you think the score is going to be?
Yo, let's put, in the, put, give us a prediction. What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm asking you.
The U.S. against the Dominican Republic, U-23s. I'm going to say... 1-0 DR. Let's go. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Yo. And then the U.S.
What's the matter? You says 8-0. The Nick Leishman says 7-0. Born Mark says, they really think Dominican Republic is going to just beat up.
Oh, man.
9-0. Dude, they're going crazy. I think it's going to be like 5-0.
DR has an Inter Miami player. I was aware of that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I wish Mariano from Real Madrid was also playing there. That would be nice, but he does not want to do that.
He ain't getting no burn.
You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting about Mariano?
Are you watching DR versus Mexico in 30 minutes?
I am going to watch that. Yeah, but I also wanted to say I'm going to have two screens on because our Fubo TV show is coming on at 8 p.m. We have Michael Parkhurst, formerly of Atlanta United. He won a trophy, an MLS Cup with Atlanta. He won a bunch of trophies with Atlanta United. But...
Steven Jumbo just said, what's the area code for DR? That many goals again.
So go to FuboSportsNetwork.com if you don't have Fubo TV and watch the show with Michael Parker. It's really, really funny. He's great.
He's so good.
Another fun episode. So go check that out. So what's the matter? You say, I don't have Fubo. How do I get it, Alexis? Right there. Fubo.
Get what?
Fubo.
Oh, how do you get Fubo? Well, yeah. You click on that link. You could watch it, or you can click on this link, which I'll put in there right now. Hold on a second.
Yeah, if you go to FuboTV.com. I can't say it. FuboTV.com/cooligans, which you don't have to type the full thing. You could put !! FuboTV, Alexis.
Like that?
Yes. Because there you go. Colo Blanco set that up for us. If you want a free trial for FuboTV, you can do that right there. And you get a 7-day free trial. And you get a discount if you do sign up. Fubo's great. It has all the soccer you could ever want or need.
It's incredible. And we do not make any money off that link. That is just the discount and a little bit of longer trial period for our fans. So go ahead and go to FuboTV.com/cooligans. Also, Lozader21 said, Jose Mourinho apologized to the Tottenham fans and said his players failed, quote, at the basics of life.
That is worse than anything you could say.
Why? Dude?
The basics of, I mean, you're just roasting them at this.
My man can't brush his teeth.
Okay, I think Gareth Bale's still wearing a diaper. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man. Well, huzzah, bruh, you signing up for Fubo gives us money. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yes, it helps us stick around out there. So, check out the episode with Michael Parkhurst. And if you can't watch it live, subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, and it'll be up later tomorrow.
Once again to EMLS for helping us set up this interview. This was dope. Check out the EMLS Cup. It's a really fun competition. And show them Europeans was good.
Exactly. So that's, again, that will be happening. Starts on Saturday, March 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it right here on Twitch. It'll be on Twitter, on Facebook. It'll literally be everywhere on YouTube as well, on all MLS channels.
We should have got it on Fubo Sports Network. That would have been dope.
Is that okay? You're gonna set up this licensing deal to air this?
You know, let me make a couple phone calls.
Just rip off the Coca-Cola and put Fubo Sports Network on there.
I'll figure out a way to get it on.
You know what? We'll also host the EMLS tournament on our Twitch channel. So if you want to just come to our Twitch channel
so just follow here.
Follow here. You'll see it there as well. But no, you can it'll be its own chat if you want to do that. That's an option as well. So that's it, everybody. Thank you again for hanging out with us. Again, shouts to EMLS for helping us do this and put this together. This was super fun, and hopefully we can do more of this if there's any pro players that you would like to see.
Yeah, who else in the EMLS ecosystem do you want us to talk to?
Yeah.
We will, bro. We'll just FaceTime.
E Premier League, E Bundesliga, E anything, bro. Bruh.
let us. E whatever.
all right. y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for hanging out. I see what we have 1,700 people.
Hit that follow button, bro.
If you enjoyed any of this, please, please, please hit the follow button. We're trying to get to 1,500 followers. Help us out.